From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump is expected to announce sometime today, perhaps within the hour, that he is reversing decades of U.S. policy and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. However, he will likely delay moving the U.S. embassy there to Tel Aviv from Tel Aviv. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked Tuesday if the president is set in his decision.
The president, I would say, is pretty solid in his thinking at this point.
Mr. Trump spoke with regional leaders ahead of the announcement, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Jordan's King Abdullah, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and Saudi King Salman. Mr. Abbas warned Mr. Trump of the dangerous consequences that such a decision could have on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Iraq's Prime Minister here, Haider al-Abadi, rejected the decision and warned of instability in the region. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric expressed the concerns of Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General has said that he has consistently warned against any unilateral action that would have the potential to undermine the two-state solution. And we've always regarded Jerusalem as a final status issue that must be resolved through direct negotiations between the two parties based on relevant Security Council resolutions.
Jordan and the Palestinians have called for an emergency Arab League meeting. This is VOA News.